This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz reminding you. Well, first of all, we're on the radio, on the Free Odyssey app, and live on YouTube.
Big take, yeah.
There it is, live on YouTube. Phils are back tonight, first pitch 7:05. Jack will have you for leading off at 6 o'clock. Speaking of Jack, he's here now, too. Let's do it, Jack.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
I mean, don't sound so disappointed in there.
No.
Yeah, Jack's here now.
It's just a lot of Jack.
It is a lot. I agree. Some would say too much.
Yeah,
speaking of
say.
A lot of Jack, yeah. I want to make sure I forgot to plug this earlier.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, me and Seltzer at Casey's in Drexel Hill for the World Series rematch, Phils Rays.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Delco. That was right down the street from my in-laws, Casey's in Drexel Hill.
I'm sure I'll see your father-in-law.
There you go. Joe, head on over.
Come on over and watch some Phils baseball.
Yeah.
So obviously, being the man about town that I am. You know, yesterday, talked and shook hands with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Man about Westchester. I run into a lot of people.
Okay.
And I decided that there's been one thing that has been said to me a lot recently, which I'm kind of surprised by. Kind of surprised by.
Really?
So what I have for you, the top five things that people have said to me the most recently. Starting at number five is the quote, "Spike's growing on me."
Oh, now, I don't mind that one.
Which means, obviously, the beginning.
They didn't like me at all.
They weren't there.
Yeah.
What the guy say yesterday as we were walking out? He's like, "Spike, you're really growing on me like a
fungus,
like a fungus,
something fungal related." Yeah. I believe is what it was.
Fungi.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well,
fungal related is pretty damn close.
Yeah.
Are you gonna make a fungi joke in there?
I take a minute for some people, especially here.
I didn't know you took a minute.
Well. On a good day.
Yeah, got it.
Hey, yo.
Guys like to be stroked.
Yep. There are a couple different reasons see it.
Oh, sorry.
That I would grow on people.
Right.
Or that it would take growing. First of all, they already had something they liked.
Right.
And it changed.
And there's nothing wrong with it, most said.
There was nothing wrong with it, yes, before I got here. Yes. It was going on just fine, number one, without me. And the second thing is like, I can be a lot.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm a lot. Yeah. As I said.
Well, and you also had the last name that I think people.
For sure.
Immediately had their backup about.
Yeah. And as I said to Tucker and Ava earlier, I said, I'm a good person, but I'm really annoying. And
yeah,
it takes. The annoying happens right away.
Yeah.
The good person you figure out after a while.
Sure. Yeah. I agree. And when I eventually have to re-update my most notable versions of Spike. Remote Spike is going to be flying up the boards.
Well,
he is different on remotes.
I like things to
be. The amount of table slams we get on remotes.
Well, dude, there's like
the side eyes.
Why'd you got to give him credit?
Yeah.
Yesterday could have went a lot worse than.
I handled.
You did.
You handled going off the air for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, you really did handle the going off the air thing well.
We went off the air a minute before we were supposed to talk to Sirianni.
Yes.
Sirianni's on hold.
On hold.
Yeah.
He's sitting there listening to the.
That would have been justifiable for you to.
And the internet died.
Yes.
And I just sat there and I was like,
Fran,
go find the manager.
And I tell you what, no one moves slower in times of crisis than Fran.
Oh, yeah. No rush.
Yeah, Spike was like, hurry up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like actually move with a sense of urgency.
Hey, Fran. This is the radio show. It's like... This is the whole... Hold on. I'm sorry.
Yep.
It's the whole product. Without us being on the air, there's no radio station. It's like your connection to... It's everything. All right. Sorry.
Fran, the building's on fire. Oh, okay. You want to go check with someone? Oh, okay. Poor Fran.
Yeah.
Anyway. Number four are the things that people have said to me the most recently, and they think they're so funny when they say this. Who, guess they let anyone write a book these days? Get that one a lot. Ringthebellbook.com.
That's a good one.
You probably get the book in July by this point.
Yeah. They let anybody write a book these days.
Yeah. They do. And again, co-author of my boy Kevin Reavy, but the book's hot. We might go into audio version, which is great. Ooh. I'm going to be might have to throw my little accent on it.
Yeah.
I'm sure people would like that.
So you're going to be the one that's reading it for us?
Well, I'm trying to bully them into letting me and Kevin just read it, because they're like, they admit it spills a whole questionnaire about it. I was like, why can't I just read it?
Can I offer you, look, if you want to do it, do it. It's way more difficult than you think it is.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. My friend Jason had to do it for his book. But also, I remember once for the podcast, I did this thing where when we got to 1,000 positive podcast reviews, I'd read all of them.
Yeah.
I'm like, this won't be hard at all. 17 minutes into it, I was like, this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And it was 3.5 hours later. It was...
Three and a half?
That was it. But that's it.
Goodness.
You're going to be reading forever.
Forever. All right. I take that in consideration. Yeah,
but you should do it. It's difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I like doing things my own way.
All right.
Okay.
Either way, they think they get me with that one. The other thing
that... You're going to mispronounce all the words?
That's right.
I know.
Yeah.
That's the issue. That's going to be the issue.
Right.
I'm sure we'll find it out. Yep. We'll figure it out. Anyway, the third thing that people have said to me the most recently, of course, not the hottest start of the season, what are your Phils doing? They can't wait to see me. There he is. It's like they do with you and the Sixers.
Yep.
Obviously, no one bothers like with the Eagles.
No.
They're the greatest thing to ever happen in the history of the city. But it's like, oh, what are your Phils going to do?
Yep.
And it's always the same thing. Bullpen sucks. I know.
Yep.
I know. So,
I've dealt with it for the Sixers forever.
Yeah. No.
It's good. Like, I wouldn't trade it, because it means people, like, care. But still, it's like, I know.
Well, listen, you've had the chance to enjoy the high times, 22 and 23.
23 was high for a moment.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. But you enjoyed that. That was the Trey Turner year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you've been to the top of the mountaintop.
And we're struggling to get back up there. That's what everyone's
saying. Even last year.
I'm saying, when he didn't mind being known as the baseball guy in the city when everything was going well.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great, though.
And, by the way, I didn't mind in the first five years of the process, Mr. Process guy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
It'll all come back around for us, Spike.
Yep.
One day we'll be bullying Ike.
Yeah, I can't wait. Your Eagles.
Yeah, what are your Eagles doing,
Ike? Yeah.
Idiot.
You're a quarterback. You're a coach. Can't wait.
Pretty good run. Pretty good run. The second thing that people have said to me the most recently, a lot of this yesterday, which was good to see, and now that, you know, BG Live's done, great event, maybe we can get this thing figured out.
Yeah.
You're going to kill the camera? I've been getting that a lot recently.
Oh, yeah, you're getting that a lot.
Well,
yeah.
That started before I even got here, right? That started over a year ago.
What?
The you and DeCamera physical challenge.
Yeah, the camerathon.
Yeah. Do it. Yeah. Let's go.
By the way, he wants us to address. He thinks that we need to decide between.
Wait, who?
This is the camera. This is the camera.
Okay.
So he wants us to decide if. How many reaching. To reach base a certain amount of times would be successful. So, like, he thinks if he reaches base 3 out of 10 times, like if we do 10 at bats, then that should count as a win for him.
I agree.
Now, hold on. That's not a hit. That's just that could be a walk.
I agree.
I think it should be 4.
No.
3? That counts as the camera success?
Dude, you were.
I could walk people. That doesn't mean he's going to win anything.
You were a college pitcher.
Yeah, but.
He is a
radio.
Yeah, host. Like barely.
Barely a radio host?
Well, yeah. I mean, a presidential candidate maybe at some point. Dude, four means he's excellent.
And we're including walks?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not, but he's not three
OBP,
base hits.
The highest OBP on the Phillies isn't even 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's the major leagues.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I'm just saying success level.
I know what you're saying,
And Jack should be.
So you think the baseline should be 3 out of 10, that's a win for the camera?
I think
getting
so.
On first base.
Because you should crush him in this.
Sure, but I could also walk him. Like, I don't think walking proves that he's more athletic than me or better at baseball than me.
Well, I guess this is where. Well, are you batting?
I think I'm just throwing to him. I think we're going to get 10 at-bats.
Okay, so then if all you're doing is pitching, then the walking does count against you.
Yes.
Because it's control.
It can count against me. That's fine. But I could see myself walking in three. I don't think it proves anything.
You're going to walk him three times?
I could see that. It's like, I don't know where the ball's going as much as I used to know where the ball's going.
Oh, hell no.
No.
This now, is not good.
Yeah, all right, here's the other thing.
We'll do three. I'm fine with
and
it.
And he's not getting any credit for infield hits or anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are we playing? Oh, infielders out there?
Well, yeah, he wants us to recruit like 8 fielders.
I think that's. We should get some of our wiffle ball guys from Dolan's.
Oh, they'd love it.
They should field.
I was going to say, I would do it.
Well, that's fine.
I'll stand in the outfield.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, I think. But also,
I'm betting on you. I'm not going to get much work out there. So, yeah, I'll just be standing out there.
No, I know. A ball won't reach the outfield in the air.
Yeah, exactly.
There's 0% chance.
Yes, the ball's not getting out of the infield.
I think 3 is fair.
Okay, that's perfectly fine.
Right.
As long as you have a baseline for it.
Do I get to play shortstop?
Well, you're a lefty.
That's what I'm saying, but this will be the only time I get to do it. They let me do it in fantasy camp.
Well, that's because you were Ike Reese.
Well, I think he's got to play third
base.
I'm
still Ike Reese.
We've won 2 Super Bowls.
That moves me out. That's what he's saying.
Maybe first base.
Okay.
Maybe first base.
Oh, you don't put me in first base. Okay.
Well, the last time I did this, we had a guy in a wheelchair playing second base, and that's the only reason the camera even made that close at first. It's awful. It was one of the worst experiences of my life. Anyway.
All right.
Yes. The number one thing that people have said to me the most recently. What do you got?
Okay. Here, this would be my... I'm sorry. I just keep thinking about this. Maybe we'll have to get through this. Maybe 3 is a push. 4 is a win for DeCamera. 2 is a win for Jack. And if we get to 10 and it's a push... We get 5 more at bats or something. Like, there's got to be, maybe there's a push in there somewhere.
All right.
Because I agree, 3 out of 10 is not successful, but I think 4 out of 10 is very successful. So maybe 3 is a push. I think we're close.
This is how it's going to, I'm just
letting
And 2
is a win for Jack. If he only gets on it twice, that's a win.
Well, honestly, anything above 0 is is a loss.
Yes.
For me.
For you personally.
For me personally. Yes. So, yes, I guess 4.
Because he's going to go up there and try to let you walk him.
Well, yes, that's what I'm worried about.
All he's going to do, and I probably will. Like, let's hit the breaking
news. Throw strikes?
Well, but it's hard to throw strikes.
Are you training?
When we eventually figure out the freaking date, I'll start throwing.
Are you
again.
At least throwing yet?
No.
Oh, God.
It hurts every time I throw.
Dude, it's May already.
You sound like the camera.
But at least there's real wear and tear on this right shoulder, you know?
Dude, you haven't pitched in over a decade,
bro. That's the
bro.
Point.
Yeah, stop.
That's the point. That's why it hurts all the time. Yeah.
I just have nightmares of the... Like,
Fritz, I'm just telling
seeing
you.
Seeing you sweating
you
against
let us
Elliot.
Down.
I was fat, Jack.
Okay.
If you let us down, man. Yeah. It don't sound like you're taking this serious.
It doesn't.
Not yet. Not yet.
God.
Not yet.
Right. Okay. Number one.
The number one thing, though, that people have said to me the most recently, and I find it so funny. So, I don't know if you've obviously, Spike hasn't experienced this, but, like, there's a look that people give you when you walk around with 2 kids by yourself. And I've been walking around with just Walker and Sutton. Like, we go on a morning walk with both of them.
Okay.
And a guy on Saturday stopped me, and he was like, "You should be commended for what you're doing." I'm dead serious.
What does he think? You're a single dad because you're walking them yourself?
Solving world
saving
hunger?
The world.
Yeah. You know? But that's been every time I go on a walk with both my kids, people are it's like, they stop in the streets. They're like, "There he is, the best dad we've ever seen."
Yeah.
And I'm like, think about moms. Like, moms are at home with
doing it all day long.
All day long. You know, it's just expected of them.
Yeah.
The guy's expectations are so low that you walk around 2 kids at one time, people, they're flooding the streets saying, there he is. I told Jill, she's like, are you guys kidding me?
But yeah. She's like, I walk around with both of them all day, all, like,
she
constantly.
She takes them to the park. You know, yeah. Walker's running around like a madman. She's got to handle both of them. This guy, I was like, oh, he's a fan. Like, I was getting prepared for the whole, like, oh, what do you think about the Eagles? And he was like, you should be commended for what you're doing. It's like, sir.
There you go.
I'm just walking around with my two kids.
Yeah. But then there's going to be a time when you want to be commended for that.
Yes. Sure.
You're still in the happy phase of just walking around with the kids.
Yeah.
Wait till you're not happy doing it.
Yeah. Wait till you want to murder them.
I just think the bar is so low.
Well, it is.
Sometimes.
For dads. Well, for dads being hands-on what it is. There are more dads that are hands-on nowadays.
Yeah, I think so.
I think the dads.
In touch with their feelings.
I think the dads are heating back up.
Yeah, this isn't the 60s anymore. Yes, in the 70s where, yes, dads are actually involved.
Dads are heating back up, he says. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with up to 36 months to pay it off interest-free. That's 3 years. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Jack, our little hero. 215-592-9494.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby, what's poppin'? Happy Tuesday.
What up, Yoshi?
Hey, real quick, top five things I get asked because people know that I call the radio show. Do they pay you? No, they don't.
Nope.
How tall is Ike? He pretty tall. What's Spike look like? Does he act like his dad? I don't know. What does dad act like? Does Jack really spit? And does Chuck really talk like that? That's top five things I get asked what's name on the regular by the WIP.
That's pretty good.
What's up, fellas? Hey, man. Hey, I'm excited. It's kind of weird, man. I got my AARP card the other day, bro. I was like, I was running through the house like, I'm old, man. My wife was was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I'm an AARP card.
Yeah, I started getting mine about a year ago, I think.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You get it at 50? Is that when it comes in the mail? Oh, no. Oh, hey, I'm not that far. I'm 49 this summer.
Hey, it's coming.
Oh, no.
Well, you got another year. You're almost there. You're almost there, young whippersnapper. Hey, I was on that Peg Bundy float too, boy. What's his name? Oh, ow. Running through there, them tight up hotel jeans. I was loving
it. He don't miss anything.
No.
Man, I was loving her. I was loving her. But real quick, man, what's his name now? I love that first Super Bowl. It brought some tears to a grown man's eyes. I loved it. Oh, man, I enjoyed this Super Bowl. I can't pick which one. I just love them both. I love that I feel like we got a revenge game with that first one. You know, what's the name? That was for Ike McNabb and Doc all of them getting that one. What's the name? Us played the same team.
Yep.
Another revenge game, what's the name, early in the year that made us Super Bowl champions again. I mean, I love the excitement of the first one. You know, biting your nails. But you know, I knew we was going to win. Even though I bite my nails. And like Ike said either yesterday or today, what's the name, you know, like, you know, you just felt like Tom Brady could come back. When BJ got that daggone strip set, he was like, oh, it's a wrap. Oh, man, this one, like, I'm like, I had to watch the game like three times because come third quarter, what's that? I was like, dang, I didn't even know that happened. on Twitter.
We have to watch the game again. Yeah. I haven't watched it again. Yep. It's only the
I haven't rewatched it yet.
Yep.
Yeah.
I still be catching stuff in the fourth quarter. What's the name? Like, dang, I didn't even know that happened. It was just blissful. I love them both. I'm not going to pick Spike. You can't make me pick, baby. I love them both. Jack, I'm still waiting for my book. And when is Herb's book coming out?
We haven't heard about the Herb book in a while.
Oh, did he talk about writing a book?
Yeah, but it's going to be, I think, 16 chapters, 100 pages.
My kind of book.
16 chapters, 100 pages.
I know I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it. I've been waiting for it.
Yeah.
And my finale, we're talking about movie finales or TV finales?
Whatever finale. Could it even be a sports finale?
Or a sports finale.
Well, you know, I'd be cheating anyway, what's the name? So I'm going to say Cheers was my favorite TV show finale. And I really enjoyed the way Rambo ended, what's the name, in that last one. You know how that ended. So those are
Rambo 3?
I don't even remember Rambo
3. It was actually Rambo 4, brother.
Damn, it was four Rambos?
Rambo 4?
That's too many Rambos.
Yeah.
Hey, but it was good. It was good. Check it out. Love y'all cats, man. Hey, Ike.
Yo.
We still riding to September.
That's right, baby. Champions. That's right.
like two Detroit pimps, baby. Whoa.
Two Detroit pimps.
Yoshi. Calling in on a good phone again. That's two straight Yoshi calls.
Two straight times, yeah. Which says, when he wants to, he can call in on the right phone then.
Of course he can.
That's what that says.
Because sometimes he just, I think he's on Kelly Drive. It's a little warmer out. You get the top down.
Yeah.
He's maybe looking at his mic, Andy.
Well, when
that's when his phone's bad.
Well, yeah. And when he's yelling on the speaker on the AirPods or whatever.
AirPod, yeah.
It's like, we can't hear him. And there's we had no delay here. You see, he's right there. Yoshi on WIP, my man Spike. Boom. Right there. I like when he's boom. Right there. Boom. Right there.
They must have anxiety when they call up.
Yep. That's the way I like it.
Because Spike doesn't even listen. Like, he's just only locked in on how it starts.
He's locked in on how it starts.
I listen. But if it starts bad, I'm in a... Like, here's the thing. We should do it one day. First of all, I was thinking a couple different ideas for shows. This isn't a whole show, it's just a thing. But we've been talking about the 2024 season, how there were more ups and downs than we remember.
Mm-hmm.
We could do a whole show on going through each week and what happened and like the feeling after each game. Because I feel like we talk about the bye week, but we don't think about what happened before the bye week.
All right, now you got to claim this. You're on the air saying that somebody's going to steal our idea.
Well, as long as it's not the midday show or the morning show. Nobody else matters. It's like, is my message to Giglio? Don't do it, Giglio. It's my message to the camera? Don't do it to camera. Yes. It's my idea. But the other thing is, I know you talk about keeping the callers on their toes. I know what they all do wrong. Like, I see, and I'm trying to, like, Aaron. I love Aaron. Aaron from Manhour, a great caller. He always starts off with the next question. Starts off the first 3 minutes are about the next question.
I think it's because he wants to make sure he doesn't forget to get his answer.
I get it. I love Aaron. But
I'm with you,
First, the one thing I realized today, Aaron can't be the first call of the day. He just can't. He can't. Like, we're trying to get the topic off, and he's like right. 3.5 minutes on how Friends wasn't that popular. You know?
Well, if our leadoff hitter would call he's supposed to.
Never slack during football season. All of a sudden, they win a
Super
Bowl.
It's off season. He's busy at times. Yep. He's busy.
Speaking of which, we'll talk to him next. We will get to the Embiid trade rumor, and also just a real bummer for the first-round pick of the New York Giants, Abdul Carter, just struggling a little bit.
Yeah, he's struggling.
I feel for him, be honest with you.
On the way out, I got my, from a suggestion from a Twitter follower of mine, my fourth Mount Rushmore guy for the
For the Sixers?
Yes.
Okay, we'll have that too. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. A great sing-along at Great American Pub in Phoenixville yesterday.
Not the same juice today as we had yesterday.
No, that was juice. They wanted it yesterday.
They're pulling out the lighters.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful moment.
You know, Elliot said to me.
Here we go.
Afterwards, we were talking about it. Oh, stop. Yeah, Elliot said to me, and he was like, you know, we were talking about the sing-along there. He's like, my wife always sends me, you know, like TikToks and Instagram reels of that song. It seems like it's like, you know, having a moment or whatever. I'm like, yes, Elliot. I know you're denying that the song is popular, but it's definitely, you know, having a moment.
It's like he's shocked.
Yes. Like he didn't know this whole time. The Twitter question is brought to you by our friends at Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Marks-jewelers.com is where you go. Why don't we do one we haven't done yet? How about this? Do you like the show Friends? Do you like the show Friends? What do you think the poll is at here?
Well, certainly was a popular show, so I'm going to imagine it's yes.
Yeah, it was one of the most popular shows of all time.
But the younger generation is, could they have watched it? I don't know if Fritz actually watched Friends. I'll say.
They hate it. The young generation craps on it all the time.
I'll go 58% yes.
50-50.
Ah, 50-50.
50-50.
Okay, yeah.
The younger generation would pick The Office or, what's the other one? How I Met Your Mother was big with the younger generation. The Office was big with the younger generation. Uh-huh. What's that?
Like The Office is bigger. I think my generation likes Office much more than Friends.
Yeah, my wife has transitioned from when we first started dating. When we first started dating, all she did was watch Friends, and now all she does is watch The Office. I swear we pay for cable just so The Office can be on in our house half the time.
Yes. And especially on an 83-inch TV.
Oh,
The Office on the...
Oh, wait till you get your... Have you watched your first game?
Oh, I watched Phil's on there?
Yeah. Baseball's
was watching... I haven't watched football on there. I was watching Knicks Celtics on it last night.
Yeah, there go. Yeah, good basketball.
Now, do your eyes hurt? Like, do you need blue-light glasses to watch it?
Dude, I love it. I feel like I'm in the game.
Now you're going to get surround sound? You get some speakers in the back.
Well, I got one of the soundbar things underneath
the soundbar.
It.
Oh, yeah, you gotta get that.
My room is like it's very open downstairs, so I don't think the surround would work that well. And then I said Val complains about how big the TV is. I was in the kitchen cooking dinner last night, like, and I was like, I can see the TV fine from here. And she's like, yeah, I know.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
I want to be able to see the TV from everywhere in the house.
Yes, I want to see it from down the street. I want to see it when I go over the Commodore Barry Bridge. I want to see the TV 10 miles away. So Bill Simmons was talking to Ryan Russillo on the Bill Simmons podcast, and they were talking about the Lakers and Joel Embiid. Here's what they had to say.
I think Reeves at 14 and 15, when you throw expirings with him, you could get some really good players at that point.
Can you think of anything where... If you're the Lakers, you go, now I have to think about this a little bit.
Embiid?
That's something the Lakers would, like, traditionally do.
Get out of jail free cards.
I think the Sixers would do it in a second, by the way.
We'll give you all of our expirings and a first, and we'll get you out of the Joel Embiid business. Here's your get out of jail free card right now. You don't have to deal with them anymore.
I heard Embiid was available at the trade deadline. It'd be irresponsible to not even ask. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Come on.
You think it's surprising that Daryl would potentially float the idea?
I just hadn't heard that. I was excited about the info. Yeah. So, all right. That's my favorite Lakers move. All their expirings and two first round picks and they get Embiid. And Philly
so
just
not
gets,
Reeves.
Reeves isn't in it.
Oh, Reeves isn't in it.
He's not in it. You don't even get Reeves. We don't know if Embiid's ever playing again. I'm like, I'll take Embiid. You can have one of our first round picks and here's some bunch of expirings.
So one just... Point of clarity there. Yeah. They couldn't have traded Embiid at the deadline because of his contract extension. Mm-hmm. So now I don't doubt that. I think it's certainly possible that Daryl could have not called around about the deadline, but I don't think he would have not fielded calls, or at least he's always making calls. The question being, would you trade him for expirings and two first round picks? And I think the Sixers would do it, and I would do it too.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I just like... At this point, now, here's the couple of different things. If they don't get the pick this year, I wonder if you say no and you give it a run this year. If they end up getting one or two this year and you do get this chance to just rebuild with Maxey and McCain and Flagg or who's the other, Dylan Harper or whatever, and you have your own picks and you have two picks from the Lakers and then you have a clean cap sheet after all these guys expire. It's like, I don't know. I think you'd have to. I don't think the Lakers would do it.
I need Austin Reeves in the deal.
Yeah? Yeah. I don't think they would give you Austin Reeves.
Well, they can't get Embiid.
Really?
I'm not doing what the Mavericks did. Basically, the Mavericks should have stripped the Lakers.
Yes, absolutely.
Anything
now,
of value.
Luka and Embiid in different situations, and that Luka's
sure,
25.
I get that. Yeah. Which is even more reason why the Mavericks should have stripped the Lakers and everything.
By the way, the Mavericks only got one first round.
Yeah, so it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Man, I guess I would have to completely be out on Embiid to do this. Because, see, I would be. The last thing I want to do is give him, man, if we look up Spike and Embiid is in the finals playing with Luka and LeBron.
Can I tell you? Wouldn't work. Wouldn't work.
Oh, you don't think it would work? Yes.
Well, it would crush me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I couldn't even imagine him going out there and somehow remaining healthy enough to get through the damn playoffs.
Or they have a team. They have Luka who can keep you afloat.
Much, yeah.
You know, it's just like if you're a center who plays with Luka, you got to be able to screen and roll and screen and roll and screen and roll and run to the rim and run to the rim and run. It's not who Joel is.
Sure.
Joel's a guy who wants to hold the ball the whole time.
No doubt, yeah.
So does Luka.
So does LeBron.
So does LeBron, right.
Yeah.
But if you're the Sixers and you have an opportunity, it's just like the
wow.
My thing was
they taking Paul George too?
Well, Paul George you can get rid of, I think. I think you can get rid of Paul George. And by the way, you have to pay somebody. So if you're rebuilding and you have like a functional Paul George,
you need him
there
for the money part of it.
Yeah, like, you know, you got to pay somebody. I always said no because I didn't want to restart.
Right.
That I didn't say my thing was always if you want to restart, then fine. But if you think you're going to trade Embiid and win now with an Embiid trade, it's never going to happen because you're never going to get a guy who gives you the chance that Embiid gives you. Mm-hmm. I'm just sort of at the point where, like, I don't think he's ever going to play enough. I just don't. It's not some big take or anything. I just don't. And I think if you're given the opportunity,
you're willing to make the trade, you really don't believe he's going to ever play enough.
No, this has been a point of contention. We don't really debate it on the podcast. Mike just has more hope than I do.
Yeah.
And Mike would always be like, well, if you don't, what are we even doing this for if you don't think he could ever, you know? And I'm just like, well, we get paid. And then, but because it's about the Sixers, not about Joel.
Sure.
You know, the end of the day. So.
Wow, I had to think about that one.
Yeah.
I wish LeBron wasn't there.
Oh, I
wish
LeBron
wasn't there.
Then
I might be okay with doing it.
Right.
I don't want to send LeBron any more help.
Right. Because then you could be a Laker guy again. If it's Joel and Luka.
Don't need you to point that out.
Okay.
Don't need you to point that out. But yes, you got a point there.
Yeah, you know, you could. Let's put it this way. You wouldn't hate, like.
Right. Yes.
You don't have to turn it on and go, I can't stand this guy.
I agree.
You like Luka.
Yeah, I do like Luka. I can't even enjoy him being with the Lakers. Right. I can't because the king is still there.
Yeah, but once he's gone, guess who's coming back? Lakers Ike. Be getting leak pass, be watching all the games. Yep. Jack, purple and gold.
Jack, would you, if the Lakers said two firsts and a bunch of expiring contracts for Joel?
Of course.
Yeah, do it in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Would you do it for one?
Yeah. Like, I'm ready to hit the reset button.
Yeah. All right.
Get the reset.
All right. 215-592-9494. Stop.
Hair
wait
loss.
A minute. Yeah.
I hate y'all, man. All right, fellas. Are you wearing that baseball hat a little too much?
Yeah, look at Spike.
You're switching it up.
I have plenty of hair.
worried about your hair failing or even thinning, right? Then the team at Glad Hair has been defending hairlines for over 30-plus years and have mastered the Glad Hair technique. Now, if you want more than just a treatment, if you want one-on-one customized care, follow-up check-ins, and ongoing maintenance, they've got you covered. It's the reason they are Philadelphia's first pick for hair restoration. Give them a call, 610-980-4000, or visit gladhairmm.com.
All right. As we live and breathe, our leadoff hitter coming up batting ninth. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hold up. Let me put this out there. Listen, ain't nobody... because it's baseball season, I took over a new position at work. So I've been doing some training in different markets. So I've been traveling. Check the call ID. I guarantee you I still call every day. So call them other top five callers y'all got. See if they calling every day. Check the call ID. Second of all, let's get one thing straight. Ain't nobody ducking nobody. People want to at me on Twitter, you ducking Ike. This ain't Duck Duck Goose. Listen, I call every day. We have back and forth. Me, Spike, I call. I don't go missing for 4 or 5 days like certain.
Why would you be ducking me?
Oh, because, you know, we got the back and forth about the number yesterday, so people thought I was mad.
Oh no!
This is what we do.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Exactly. Come on, man. This sports, man. Certain people get mad. Don't call 4 or 5 days. Call themselves the best caller and all that. But you know, not everybody can lead off. You know, certain people. You know, they try to step in. You hand them. You know, the baton. And then they just drop it, you know what I'm saying? Coming in talking about, you know, the next question. That's why it's called next question. You got to answer the first question first, buddy. But, you know. Let's get on the Lakers real quick. The Lakers don't need no two cheeseburger Eddies. They got enough with Luka. They got passing White Castle burgers. They not winning. LeBron going to be crying.
Cheeseburger Eddies.
You know what I'm saying? LeBron going to be crying all. Oh, Cheeseburger Eddie number one, Cheeseburger Eddie number two. Nah, they need somebody that's going to keep them healthy. You know what I'm saying? And B need LeBron to go there. So, you know what I'm saying? We you know, Lakers send LeBron over there to Cleveland, you know, might help y'all out. You know, I mean, to the Sixers might help y'all out. You know what I'm saying? And one more thing, too. Why we always got to put our players against each other? Why? Oh, Vic McNabb, Vic Foles, Vic Hurts, Bryce Hurts. Man, we celebrating them all. I'm closing it out. All the seasons is good. 2010, 2017, 2013, Bryce Harper 22, and you know number one, number 2022. Yeah, you know that season was clean. So you know what I'm saying? I ain't putting none of them. All of them is good. You know what I'm saying? And don't ever think the leadoff hitter is ducking no smoke, y'all. My next question.
Yes.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I don't remember the finale. Did Uncle Phil die?
Remember when he was standing in the middle and the meme when he's standing in the middle, ain't nobody there.
Is that the finale?
I didn't know that was the finale.
Oh, I don't think I ever knew. Yeah. I don't think I realized that. Okay, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I remember the meme. I just don't remember the episode.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I was out on Fresh Prince by the time when they brought in that second kid, little boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was out. I'm out.
Well, that's when sitcoms, you know, it's like the last
breath. They're hanging on by thread when they bring in the new kid.
Like when they brought Leonardo DiCaprio into Growing Pains. When they're like, the kids aren't cute enough anymore. Yeah. We need another cute kid.
They brought in Raven Simone for the Cosbys.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Leo with Growing Pains. Yep. Man.
So, Abdul Carter, number 3 overall pick in the draft for the New York Giants. I feel bad for this guy in this situation. So, great player.
I'm laughing at him.
Yeah. Well, the second part is not really his fault. So, the first one is he approaches Lawrence Taylor about wearing number 56.
Pretty bold.
Pretty bold.
Pretty bold.
I want some draft pick, by the way. Hey, Doc.
Yeah. I want
Can
20.
I wear number 20?
Yeah. And LT says, you know, make your own legacy, blah, blah, blah. I think what Abdul Carter was trying to do was show... I think a tribute to LT.
Yes.
I think he's trying to ingratiate himself to the Giants fan base. I can appreciate that. Mm-hmm. The second one, I feel bad for him because it really wasn't his fault. Phil Simms says publicly after this happens, you know, I wouldn't care. He could wear 11 if he wanted to wear 11. So Abdul Carter's like, I would be honored. I would love to wear 11. And then Phil Simms is like, actually, my family said no.
Which is ridiculous. Was that Chris?
What's that? Chris Simms?
It probably was Chris.
Yeah.
It could have been. I guarantee you. Now, Phil Simms may have just threw his family under the bus.
Right.
You know, to take the blame. But would you be... If my dad's number is retired and he won a Super Bowl with this organization...
Right.
There's no way that I want some new player, I don't care how good he is coming out of college... taking my dad's number down and playing in it. So I'm saying if I'm a family member of Phil Simms,
I don't want
it either. I'm like, yeah, what are you talking about, Dad?
Well, and if I'm Phil Simms.
Because then what if he's better? Like if he ends up being better, well, then it almost erases 11 from the record book.
Now, for a moment, what it does is there's no shortage of people who remember Phil Simms in New York.
Right.
For now. But it does elevate him when it happens.
Yes.
Like that he becomes associated with this great new player. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have two 11s hanging up. It's double retired or whatever. But if you're Phil Simms, by the way, like one of like He schooled with the Boomer, and we did a lot with him in New York. He's awesome. Great guy.
Yeah.
But I also want
to
say,
and he doesn't deserve to have his number retired as a Giant. But
but also I'd like to say, if you're going to say publicly the kid could wear your number, I'm sorry, your family can't exit. Like, now you make the kid
you're
look
still
like
alive.
Now you make the kid look like a jerk. Yeah. Now he looks like he's thirsty, just asking every Giant if he can wear. Wear their number.
I agree. You should have just kept that to you. Either you let him wear it or you should have just kept that to yourself.
Well, let's check it. Can he wear 92? Are we checking with Stray hand?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Did he check in with Stray?
Is he next?
Now he's just got to pick
his own. And I know Phil won the Super Bowl with the Giants.
Yes.
But.
It wasn't.
I guess for the Giants, you can decide what you want to do. But I don't see Phil Simms in the same stratosphere as Lawrence Taylor.
You wouldn't put him on the Giants' Mount Rushmore just for winning one Super Bowl?
I would not.
Okay.
Eli is the greatest quarterback to play for the Giants,
what
right?
What is the Giants' Mount Rushmore? Strahan, Taylor?
Yes. Eli. Those are the three.
And who was the guy that Bednarik knocked out?
Frank Gifford.
Gifford.
Could be.
I mean, that's a good one.
Y.A. Tittle.
Ow.
Jack's never liked Y.A. Tittle.
Why don't you float that one up to your old friends at WFAN after a little Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, you know what? Because Eli is the quarterback, right?
Yes.
It's not Phil Simms. It's Eli. Eli went to two. He won two.
It's Eli.
Yeah.
Tiki?
No, Tiki, great player. Not Mount Rushmore, though.
No, but did they retire Tiki's number?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
So.
He's their greatest running back.
Yeah, he... Only recently has Tiki been back. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Got back into the good graces of the
last few years.
Yeah.
Seahorn?
No.
Exciting white Mount Rushmore for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he should be back out now.
Yeah, they do.
Because
I need
the
a
white
poster.
Quarterback is back.
Yep. Dude, I need a poster with Seahorn, Reed, and Coop.
And Austin Reeves when we trade for him.
Yeah. And Austin Reeves.
And Austin Reeves.
Right.
Yeah.
And Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
And Cooper Flagg. Throw Ty Robinson in there, too.
Sure, yeah.
Man,
get everybody.
Can you imagine how much Richie is going to love Ty Robinson if Ty Robinson plays fullback?
Man.
Oh, my God.
Do you think Goddard is upset he's not in the exciting whites?
Yeah,
he's been
exciting and white the entire time.
What about Cam Jurgens?
Well, he's not exciting. He's
one of the grunts. Yeah. He's already with a group. He's with the grunts.
Yeah. Sure. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Who decides who gets to be in the exciting whites?
I don't know. Yeah. Not me. I know I don't get to decide it.
Yeah.
But Dallas Goedert is coming back. I don't feel like that's been a big enough celebration.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
When you see Elliott's
wrong again.
In a blender.
Oh, no, not again.
Text line. Anyway, text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton in Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Andrew Makuba wants to be called Drew? Okay, dude, if you say so. Isaiah Reese.
Did he purposely say my name that way?
Yeah.
Yes, because your name's you Isaiah. Shortened your name, and why can't Andrew Makuba shorten his name?
But he meant to say Isaiah, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, did he not say Isaiah?
It didn't sound like it. It sounded like he said Isaiah.
Oh, no.
That could be a battle issue.
I
mean,
yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, that's a battle
issue. Oh, I got to hear it again.
Isaiah Reese.
Yeah, he...
It's Andrew McCoop.
Yeah.
Isaiah Reese.
He combines
not Isaiah.
It. Yeah, he makes it Isaiah.
Yeah. He was too swamped with the Alec Boehm.
Yeah.
Home run tracker.
Asked him to do one thing. Yeah. Guy talks. This whole thing is saying stuff. All right. What's next?
Chuck in Mount Airy likes the 2024 Eagles more because he thinks Jordan Mailata is Hawaiian. Alex in Lancaster.
Chuck's diversity rant.
Oscar Ray, say what the hell does that mean? I do, yeah, the diversity rant for the baseball team.
Shane Victorino, not American.
Yeah.
What's next?
Ike and Spike don't remember the details of the Super Bowl. Color us shocked. Pop culture fans that listen to the afternoon show.
We don't even know what happened.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't even. I don't have a comeback
for that. What's next?
There's a time for fun and there's a time for work. When is the fun? People that know Spike.
That's not a bad point. I did realize I might be it might be a new era for me. As I woke up again at 6 o'clock this morning, and now that I don't have to drive an hour and a half here, I finished my show stuff by like 7. I was like, oh, man, I don't know what to do. I don't have anything to do. I just unpacked for 2 hours. I unpacked boxes.
Dude, I talked to Spike at 11. And he's like, I'm out walking my dog.
Yeah.
Like a normal human being. Like, he's not on the expressway. He's not on a turnpike.
Yeah, I've been driving for an hour and 10 minutes.
You're not in the car yet?
You know?
And you're trying to fight off your other neighbors.
Well, no, the dogs.
Well, I know. Yeah. And it's obviously early for you in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So you can't have the problematic dog.
No, I can't be the ones that bark at everybody first. The other dogs started barking first, so it was fine. What's next?
If you get dizzy when you see gore, get ready to be dizzy the next time I see you in these streets. Scott Fransky.
No balls.
Fransky coming after me? Narrative Fransky?
Next time I see you in these streets.
The big narrative?
Narrative Fransky? Yeah. What's next?
The kid was asking for it. Joe and New Hope.
I couldn't believe it. Joe kicked that kid right in the face. Kicked him right in the face.
That's the craziest story I've ever heard.
Yeah, just I can't believe it happened. All the kid did was say, hey, mister, Joe Giglio kicks the kid in the face.
Yeah, what is it, hookah? Hoka?
He wears hokas.
Hokas?
Does Giglio wear hokas?
Yeah.
I think Richie wears hokas.
Soles, yeah.
I think
that's
Richie
why I call
wears
them hokas. Orthopedic shoes.
Oh, yeah. I tried them. Didn't work for me. So, Jack, you have Leading Off coming up next?
Yep, finally.
Oh, yeah. Without us, you don't have to deal with us.
Exactly right.
That's exactly how he wants it.
All right, so Leading Off is...
Me and Buzz just around the horn.
Yep. Oh, you and Buzz going to do it around the horn?
I don't know. Do you think we could...
I'm going to tell you, the last time y'all tried this...
Didn't work.
Buzz acted like he's never heard of around the horn.
So the inside radio story of that one is that they dropped and they weren't able to connect, and I was stressing Buzz out by asking him to come on the air while he's freaking out about whether or not the...
And he wasn't ready.
It was an inside joke for the only two people that could understand, which is my favorite kind of inside jokes.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I didn't know that happened.
Yes.
Well, Leading Off is next, then Phil's Rays, first of three. Phil's got to win another series. Got to start stacking those series wins. And then we will be back with you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.